The Flintlock Rifle, the credit card of the frontier. The story of the flintlock, right after this. The basic idea of a flintlock is simple: to create a spark that can light the gunpowder stored in the barrel of the gun. To create this spark, the flintlock uses the flint and steel approach. If you strike iron or steel with flint, the flint flakes off tiny particles of iron. The force of the blow and the friction it creates actually ignites the iron and burns it rapidly. The sparks that you see are the hot specks of iron burning. If these sparks come near the gunpowder, they ignite it. For a flintlock to work, it needs a piece of flint, a piece of steel, and a place for the sparks to touch the gunpowder. The main parts of a flintlock are the hammer, the mainspring, the frizzen, and the pan. When you work with a flintlock and watch a flintlock in action, you can see how all of these pieces work together. A flintlock has three positions for the hammer: uncocked, half-cocked, and fully cocked. To use a flintlock, you must follow these steps. Half-cock the hammer, pour a measure of gunpowder down the barrel. Wrap a lead ball in a small piece of cloth or paper and ram it down the barrel on top of the gunpowder. Place a small amount of gunpowder in the flintlock's pan. Snap the frizzen in place over the pan. Fully cock the hammer. Pull the trigger. The flint strikes the frizzen and shaves off iron to create sparks. The hammer's blow also snaps the frizzen back to expose the gunpowder in the pan. The pan's gunpowder ignites, and it flashes through a small hole in the side of the barrel to ignite the gunpowder inside the barrel. The gun fires. To learn more about the flintlock, click on the icon and relive the adventure on LewisandClarkTrail.com.